This is CPR News. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston says that the city will cooperate with the Trump administration when it comes to deporting unauthorized violent criminals. However, the first-term mayor said it would sue the federal government if it attempts to arrest people in places like schools, daycares, churches, and hospitals.
We think there are plenty of reasonable, common sense ways to go about enforcing the removal of violent criminals, and we can support and collaborate on that, but there's no reason to target citizens that are going to work every day and going to school and trying to pay taxes and get a chance.
Johnston was speaking with CNN's Caitlin Collins. The comments came after the Trump administration ended an ICE policy prohibiting raids and arrests in essential service locations, like healthcare facilities and schools. At least four Coloradans left prison on Monday after President Donald Trump's sweeping pardon for participants in the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol. The men were serving sentences between 2 and 5 years. Three of them have been convicted on charges of assaulting police officers. Six other Coloradans also served prison time or house arrest for participating in the riot, but they completed their sentences before the pardon came down. A federal trial in Durango this week for a former ski patroller who allegedly threatened to kill a public official. Brian Cornwell faces 4 counts of interstate communications with threat to injure. According to the court documents, Cornwell allegedly made the statements while awaiting trial to blow up the San Miguel Sheriff's Office. This is CPR News.